none of the Gospels give us actually the moment of Jesus' resurrection, probably because no one could, who is human at least, could understand or to experience that precise moment. Something probably truly beyond space, beyond time, beyond human imagination or really experiencing. But the gospel passage we just heard, Matthew's gospel, perhaps brings us the very closest to the moment of the resurrection, because it gives us the angel of the Lord manifesting the power and the glory of the Lord so much that the earth quakes, and the seal that they had carefully placed over the tomb to make sure that no one could disturb it, and to hold the person who was dead, Jesus, this false prophet, this false Messiah, safely in the tomb. Suddenly, the seal is broken, the stone is rolled away, and the tomb is empty. And the soldiers, tough and strong, and there on easy duty, standing in front of standing by a grave, making sure that nobody's going to come and cause any more mischief. Suddenly, they are down, fainted away, like dead men. And who is there? The angel of the Lord to speak to the faithful women and to say, "Do not be afraid. He is not here. He has been raised just as he said." That moment is the moment for us that helps us to claim tonight who is our true identity. And our scriptures today, which tell the story of salvation, also speak to us of our true identity, who we really are. And so we remember in the very beginning that all that exists, everything that is, in the universe in all its vastness, the universe in all of its mystery, the universe in all of its awe, is far greater, far more complex for us today than it was for the ancients who first wrote and reflected on this marvelous text, the beginning of the book of Genesis. And what we heard is all of it is the creation of a good and loving God. And again, as the author looked at every aspect of creation that he could see and experience, proclaimed that God saw his handiwork and it was good. And it identified who we are. We are creatures, not gods, creatures, created by intention, created out of love by the gracious God of the whole universe. And the story of Exodus, of the crossing of the sea, reminds us who we are. We are the people freed and protected by the Lord, a people who have been delivered, not by our power, not by our strength or our wisdom, our abilities, but by a gracious God. And so we are those who have been set free. We are those who have been delivered and saved by that good and gracious God. Isaiah the prophet reminds us that we are a people who are the beloved of the Lord, the one whom God never overlooks or ever forgets, although we may feel the absence of God, reminding us that it is we who have turned away. It is we who have been unfaithful to the Lord and to the covenant. And yet God remembers us, and God turns towards us, and God lavishes the gifts of his grace and the gifts of his love upon us. And so the images of what is most precious, of the jewels that we use in our jewelry, the jewels that are so precious, are signs of God's gifts and God's graciousness lavished upon us who are the beloved of God. St. Paul reminds us that we who have been called to life, we who are set free, have been born again, baptized into Christ's saving death and resurrection. And today, in this gospel passage that we hear who we are in relationship to Christ. And so the angel says, go and tell his disciples. But the risen Jesus appears to the women and says to them, go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Sharing in Christ's death and rising with him in resurrection through our baptism has made us not only the creatures of God, not only the freed and delivered by the Lord, not only the lavish beloved, but the very brothers and sisters of Jesus himself. The light that began our night, the Paschal candle, which burns and will continue to burn throughout the Easter season, is the light for the world. But by our baptism, we have also been entrusted with that same light. And we brought that light into a darkened world, into this darkened space. But it was no longer dark because the light of Christ had been given to us to enable us to see, to guide us on our way so that we would not stumble and fall, to bring light into this space. And that continues to be the gift and the grace and the call of those who are the brothers and sisters of Jesus, to receive that precious light of Christ and let that be the light for our lives. And like Jesus himself, now in the 21st century, to be the bearers of the light of Christ into the world. And by that light of Christ then, to continue to invite others to also join with us, to become the beloved brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters to us. In just a few moments, we will relight our candles. We will remember that we have been given the light of Christ, and we will renew our baptismal promises. Let us proclaim our faith and our hope in Christ. Let us once again be blessed with the waters of life, the waters of baptism. And when we go forth from this church this evening, in just the same way, let us bear that Paschal light of Christ to our world, to every people and every place, so that they too can claim their identity as the created, beloved sons and daughters of God who have been redeemed by Christ's death and resurrection, who live in the hope and the joy of Christ and his victory over evil, over sin, over death. And that God's last word is not death, but life. Not destruction, but love. Not condemnation, but salvation.